Welcome to the Get Your Money Right podcast. This is the podcast specifically designed to help you literally get your money right, because I believe if you don't get your money right, somebody else will get your money right. So I'm your host, the Money Misfit, Jamar Dupas, and this is the first inaugural episode of Get Your Money Right, and we're going to talk about a couple of things. One, who am I? Why I decided to start this podcast and why you should listen to me in the first place. We're going to talk about what to expect from the show and basically the vision, the overall picture, and where I would like to see things. And what I hope from this show is you get a little bit of glimpse of where I'm coming from, where I want to go, some of the problems I see, and hopefully makes you want to watch or listen to the next episode. So this one's going to be fairly quick. So let's get into it. First, again, my name is Jamar Dupas. I live in Houston, Texas. I am a father, a child of God, believer in Christ. I am a husband. I am a firefighter, a paramedic, my day job. And I am a person who is kind of a personal finance junkie. And how I got started was I grew up, you know, like most people, we didn't really have much money or anything like that. But I grew up not knowing anything about money, not having a stable relationship with money. So once I got into my adult life, I started making money and I would make more money and I would make more money, but I would never feel like I could get ahead. And one day I eventually just got frustrated with it. Like, you know, I gotta do better. I'm making more money. I should be further along today than I was when I was only 16 years old. And though I was making more money in my 20s than I was when I was 16, I was still receiving the same outcome, and that was living check to check, struggling to pay my bills, or not really even struggling to pay my bills. I could pay my bills, just I didn't have anything left after I paid my bills. There was confusion. There was uncertainty. There was like, yo, where did my money go? So all those things brought me to find solutions. How can I do better with this? I know I got to be doing better than this. Here I am, a grown man. I'm married. At the time, I had a child. And I was contemplating moving back in the house with my mom, because the apartment that we were in, which was real nice, don't get me wrong, it was sharp, it was clean, real nice, everybody loved it, but it was costing us so much more than just the rent. And these are the type of things that I want to talk about. So there I was at that point in my life, and I remember vividly, my wife came to me, and this is a story you're probably going to hear me say over and over, but my wife came to me, and she was telling me she wanted to buy these jeans. Okay, now I'm a grown man, y'all. I got a child. I got a wife. I got a job. I got cars. Got a place to live. You know, I'm a grown man, right? My wife comes to me, and she says she wants to buy these jeans. These jeans were on sale. They were normally like $50-something dollars, but they're on sale for like $17. She comes to me, she said, I'm going to buy these jeans. I'm like, well, shoot, I would buy them too if that did that type of deal. So we're talking and things, and so we agreed to go and buy the jeans, right? So she goes and buy the jeans, but not only does she just buy, she doesn't buy just one pair of these jeans. She gets these jeans in like three or four or five different colors. So she buys like multiple pair of these jeans. And she comes home and she buys all these jeans, and I am upset. I could not believe she went and did that. And I'm not necessarily upset that she bought these jeans. I was upset with myself for being mad at my wife buying some $17 jeans. And that's when I knew I had to do something different. I said, I can't live like this. There's no reason why a grown man with a wife, a house, or actually, we were renting at the time, so we didn't have a house. But I got a job, we got cars, I got a child, and I'm angry over some $17 jeans. I said, nah, something's got to change. And it was that day I started beginning my journey on how to better handle money, how to make more money, how to do better with the money that I do make. Because I knew how to make more money. I just had to go work. I just had to go hustle. I could go hustle anything. I knew how to do that. The problem came in is when I got the money. What was I supposed to do with it? I had no real productive role models based on this. I've met some people at the time that knew how to make a bunch of money. Like I said, I seen the picture of making lots of money, right? Or at least what it looks like. At least what I think or I thought it looked like. So I started getting on this personal development tip. I've tried many things. I had a bartending business. I was in network marketing for several years. I went through a ton of these businesses and actually made some money in quite a few of them. But didn't matter how much money I was making, there was these things that would repeat over and over, these habits that I would have that would repeat over and over that would put me right back in the position where I didn't want to be in. So I started studying. I started reading all the personal finance books that I could think of or find, the audios. I started looking into my life. I started piecing together and trying to find somebody who can talk to me directly in my situation. Here I was, a young black male who was a father, a husband. I really didn't see a lot of people that looked like me handling money or even offering advice for money in my situation. And what do I mean by my situation? Changing careers, starting off in a new career, that having children, having a wife, trying to save for a house, trying to pay off debt. I had all these things going, and I always felt like I was in transition. And you will feel me on this, because you're listening to this, you will feel me on this. And if you don't feel me on this, you're just not going to listen anymore. Because this is who this podcast is for. People who are like me, that feels like they're always in transition. You think you get one thing right, and then life changes. There's another baby. There's a layoff. The tires blow out on your car. The old car needs to be replaced. The dog needs surgery. Or whatever the case may be, you feel like you're getting there, and then you're another transition happens in life. So how do we navigate these transitions? I begin to study that. How do I navigate? How do I communicate with my wife about money? Why do we keep butting heads about it? How do we get past that? How can we utilize money, which is just a tool, to make our lives greater? So those are the things I started studying, and I studied and I studied. And today, me and my wife, we never argue over money. We don't fight about money. Money is not an issue for us. Now, I don't make a ton of money, okay? Like I said before, I live on a firefighter salary. I work as a firefighter. I've never received any windfalls. I don't have a ton of money that came from a family member or anything like that. But with that being said, my wife stays at home with our children. Today, we have three children. We own a house. We have a couple cars. We do all those things that, you know, the average American does. We still have debt. This is not one of those another debt-free shows. We will talk about how to get out of debt, but we're going to talk about it a little bit differently, because I don't think we should focus on debt, just like I don't think we should focus on the devil. I really think that there's too many people out there worshiping at the altar of debt, and I'm going to talk about how to not do that. Because we're not going to do that here. We're going to eliminate debt. We're going to give you some good plans on it. We're going to talk about that. But we're not going to worship debt, okay? We're going to worship God. We're going to worship victory and increase. This is not going to be one of those shows where we're going to talk about how to shrink your way to success, because I don't believe you can do that. But back to that story. So today, here we are. We live on a basic salary. As a firefighter in the city of Houston, it's public information, so you can look it up. You can see exactly what I make. But somehow, my wife is able to stay home. We live in an amazing neighborhood. We have an amazing life. We have a great social life. And here I am starting a podcast and a business, and we're doing this all on one income. Now, most people will tell you that's not possible. But we're going to talk about those things, how to make those things possible. We're going to question those things. See, I've always been that kid. See, I was that kid in class that when the teacher talked to us about Christopher Columbus coming, discovering America, and then the Indians were here already. I was that kid in class that raised his hand and said, wait a minute, how's that possible? How did Christopher Columbus discover America if somebody else was already here? I was that kid that got in trouble for questioning those things. So this is going to be that podcast that may even get me in a little bit of trouble because I'm going to question some things. I already have questioned a lot of things. I continue to question things. I question myself. So I question things. I question the idea of should we put our money away into a 401k for 40 years and hope when it comes out that we're going to have enough to retire on. I question the whole concept of retirement. In fact, I hate the word. In fact, I am going to bring a crusade against the word retirement. I am going to retire the word retirement because I think it is such a sick and defeating concept that you're going to work your entire lives to one day not ever work again. And hopefully you die before you run out of money. I think that is the silliest way to live our lives. And we're going to tackle those things. Because these are the things that I believe. So these are the topics that we're going to talk about on this podcast. It's a lot of this podcast is going to be solo, right? So here's what to expect. A lot of this podcast is going to be solo. It's going to be me talking. So if you hate my voice the way I hate my voice, this podcast is probably not going to be for you. But I will be interviewing some phenomenal people, people who I learn from and people who I want to learn from, people who I want to get to know, because I think it's important that we talk about money from so many different perspectives. I think we are bad with money because we don't talk about money. And I aim to change that. I aim to change the talks that we have around money. We want to talk about all of it from child support to alimony to being married and dealing with your money, to being engaged and how you should deal with your money. What about if you're in a long-term relationship? How should you deal with that? How do you select your benefits at work? How do you decide which job to get into? How does money affect where you stay? The choices you make in life? What vacations you're going to take? Where you're going to go? We're going to talk about all those things related to money because I feel like it's important that we give it a talk. Now, and I hope that we can even, you know, talk to you, get you on the show so we can get perspectives from everybody, because I think that's important. But let me be clear. I am not an expert. I'm just a regular cat that understands that money is important. I'm no longer in denial about money anymore. I'm no longer one of these people that says money's not important, because let me tell you something. Money is important. Money determines so much of what we do in our lives. Show me somebody who says that money is not important. I'm going to show you a broke person. Period. Dot the end. And I don't want to be broke. Period. I want to be wealthy. I want to be rich. And I'm not ashamed of that. I want to be wealthy and I want to be rich because we can do more. We can have more. We can be more with those options. Money just gives us options. And if you're like me and you do want to create wealth and you do want to live rich, you just might want to stick around. Because I got some exciting things I want to share. And this is not going to be one of those things where I'm going to recruit people into a pyramid scheme or any type of network marketing company or anything like that. But what we are going to do is create a community of people who are no longer afraid to talk about money and ask the real questions. We're going to ask our life insurance agents, why do we need whole life insurance or term life insurance? We're going to talk to people about what the real deal is, right? Why do some people believe this and some people believe that? And we're going to bring those people to the table and we're going to question the status quo. We're going to talk about purpose. We're going to talk about likeness. We're going to talk about money and all things related to it. So, again, here's what to expect from this show. A lot of me being long-winded. This is my first episode. I promise you it's going to get better. I've never done anything like this before, but I promise you it's going to get better, right? So this is about as bad as it gets. So if you can't stand this, either you can hold on or just, you know, not ever listen to me again. But here's my vision. Here's my vision. Like I said, I am a young, black, child of Christ, married father with a wife who stays at home. I'm also an employee and an entrepreneur at heart. Don't judge me for any of those things. I won't judge you for any of the things that you decide to do, right? So with that being said, that is who I'm going to talk to, and I'm going to talk about those things. This is not going to be a podcast that's going to bash your job, but I will make you question why you are working at your job and what are you doing it for? What's the purpose, right? Why are we making money in the first place? What are we looking to do? We're going to talk about all the things, but here's my vision. Here's my vision, because I'm rambling off again. Here's my vision. Can you imagine if we had 1 million married couples in the United States of America knowing how to handle their money? If we had 1 million who could get their money right, who had purpose, who had drive, and had commitment to causes, could you imagine if we had 1 million who spent their monies in their own communities on purpose with a purpose? Could you imagine the businesses we can start together? Could you imagine the charities that we can affect? Could you imagine the discounts we can get by practicing things like group economics? Could you imagine a peace that we can have, the relationships that could be saved, the children that could be forever changed? With the stresses of money being out of the way, we can teach them about love and giving back and entrepreneurship and just being overall just good citizens of the world. And they could start off a life being an expert on creating wealth, getting rid of debt, and living life as though if money does not matter. And I want to create that world where we have that. But I can't start off with 1 million. Okay. To get to 1 million, I got to at least get to 100,000. To get to 100,000, I got to at least get to 10,000. Get to 10,000, I got to at least start at 1,000. To get to 1,000, I got to at least start at 100. And to get to 100, I got to at least start at 10. I've done one. It's me and my house. So my next goal is to help 10. 10 families, 10 married couples, 10 individuals. I don't care, right? Because it starts with one person. We can just help 10 at a time. Well, one at a time. Our next goal is going to be 10. To get their money right. And getting your money right is how you define it. But what I want to do is find that place of financial ease. That place where money is not an issue of stress and anxiety. Where we take the thought process out of money. And that's my vision. If that's something you want to be a part of, I welcome you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. So what's next? Well, you can go over to yourmoneyright.com, subscribe to the show on iTunes. That would really help us out and get the word out, because iTunes kind of ranks you based on how many people subscribing, how many ratings and reviews you have. So you can go over to yourmoneyright.com, subscribe to the show. You can also register. We got some upcoming webinars and really cool stuff. I'm going to let everybody kind of get all up in my business. If you're interested in, you know, how me and my wife runs our finances and all that good stuff, we're going to be open and congruent about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, just go over to yourmoneyright.com, subscribe to the show, and send me some questions, any concerns you may have, any topics you want to talk about, and we'll talk next time, because I really believe we're not good with money because we don't talk about money. And it's time to change that. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. God bless. And peace.